Hey there, awesome people. It's your girl Nova Lane, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. Today, we're diving deep into something seriously powerful: self-awareness. You know that feeling when you catch yourself scrolling mindlessly for hours, even though you have a million things to do? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that understanding yourself better is the key to unlocking freedom from phone addiction? It might sound a little woo-woo, but trust me on this one. Self-awareness is like having a superpower when it comes to ditching those digital distractions. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's talk about why this matters. Think about it. Our phones are designed to be addictive. Notifications, social media algorithms, endless entertainment, they are all playing on our psychology. But here's the awesome part: we can learn to outsmart those tricks by becoming more self-aware. So, what does self-awareness actually mean when it comes to phone addiction? It's about paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors around your phone. Ever notice how you reach for your phone when you're feeling bored, stressed, or even just a little bit lonely? That's your subconscious trying to find a temporary escape. But by recognizing those triggers, those moments when you instinctively turn to your phone, you can start to make conscious choices instead of reacting on autopilot. Here are 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your self-awareness game. 1. Identify your triggers. Pay attention to the situations, emotions, and even physical sensations that make you reach for your phone. Are you scrolling through social media because you feel insecure? Are you checking your email every 5 minutes because you're anxious about missing something important? Getting clear on your triggers is the first step towards breaking free from those patterns. 2. Track your phone usage. Honestly, how much time are you actually spending on your phone? There are tons of apps out there that can track your screen time and show you exactly where all those hours are going. Once you have a clear picture of your phone habits, you can start to set realistic goals for reducing your usage. 3. Challenge your assumptions. We often think we're using our phones mindfully, but the reality is that most of us are scrolling on autopilot. Take a moment to really examine your relationship with your phone. Is it truly serving you, or is it draining your energy and taking you away from things that matter? 4. Find alternative activities. What else could you be doing with all that time you spend on your phone? Reading a book, going for a walk, spending time with loved ones, there are endless possibilities. When those cravings hit, choose an activity that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. 5. Practice mindfulness. This one might sound a little intense, but trust me, it's easier than you think. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice your surroundings, or simply observe your thoughts and feelings. Okay, let's get real for a second. Remember that feeling when you're supposed to be focusing on something important, but you just can't seem to resist the urge to check your phone? You know, like when you're trying to have a deep conversation with a friend, but your brain is already halfway through scrolling through Instagram. Yeah, I've been there. It's like this constant battle between wanting to be present and engaged in real life versus falling prey to those tempting notifications. But here's the thing. Self-awareness can help you win that battle. By recognizing those moments when your phone is pulling you away from what truly matters, you can start making conscious choices to put it down and engage with the world around you. So, remember, developing self-awareness isn't about becoming a digital monk or giving up your phone entirely. It's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances your life instead of controlling it. You've got this. Want to take action right now? I challenge you to identify one trigger that makes you reach for your phone. Once you know what it is, make a plan to deal with it in a healthier way. Maybe it's going for a walk when you feel stressed or reaching out to a friend instead of scrolling through social media when you're feeling lonely. Don't forget to share your insights and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and help each other break free from phone addiction and live more fulfilling lives. Until next time, stay awesome and remember, your phone is a tool, not your master.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.